Good morning. How is everyone? Are you okay, Emma? I don't know. I'm sitting up on my own, though, which is pretty good for a baby. You're doing well. Glad you're here. So, anybody know any good jokes? Clean ones. Do you know any knock-knock jokes, Pierce?
Not really.
Any good jokes?
I know a joke about soup.
Let's hear it.
A man walks into a restaurant and orders a bowl of soup. He asks the waiter to try the soup, and the waiter says, "No, I won't try the soup." He says, "Try the soup." The waiter still says, "No." He says, "Try the soup." And the waiter says, "Okay, where's the spoon?" Aha!
Aha! Emma, do you have it? No. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To the other side.
Because he was what?
Stapled to the duck.
Because he was stapled to the duck. I have the number of a good therapist. I'd be happy to share with you. Okay. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. Yeah. It wasn't even funny. No other good jokes? Anybody got one? Well, I won't even ask Tellender for a joke. That sounds like a Luther joke. Go ahead, Don. I may regret this.
Well, you know, I put a garden making leaves. He fell out of the tree.
Oh, very good. Well, why jokes? Well, in our first lesson for this morning, God says to Abraham, "You are going to be the father of many nations." He laughed so hard he fell on his face. Do you know how old Abram was? 99 years old. That's slightly above middle age. And God said, "You are going to have a multitude of children." And in fact, in another part of the Old Testament, when Sarah, his wife, Sarai, hears that they're going to have a bunch of children, Sarah laughs out loud. How could we possibly have all those children? And yet, she goes, yeah, Sarah was not 15 at the time. She was right up there with brother Abraham. And so what ends up happening is that, in fact, Sarah does have a child. And they become the father and mother of a nation. God's promise comes true. Sometimes we hear what God has to say and we think to ourselves, "You must be kidding, Lord." Or people ask us to do things and we say, "There's no way I can do those things." But in our story this morning, we find out that when God is with us, and God does choose to be with us all the time, amazing things can happen. And so Sarah and Abraham gave birth to a whole nation. So much so that even we are their children. So sometimes it seems like God is asking the impossible of us, and yet God remains with us like God remained with Sarah and Abraham. And sometimes we laugh at the joke that God is making of our lives, but God remains with us, and look what happens. We have even the children of Abraham even here. So we thank God. We thank God for calling us to the impossible stuff of our life. Let's pray. Gracious God, sometimes we think that you must be joking. And we thank you, God, for remaining with us even through the difficult and fun and joyful times. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Good joke, by the way. I'll get you a spoon later.